This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Jonathan Aul.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
This is Sunshine Week. The Associated Press Media Editors says the American Society of Newspaper Editors launched the first National Sunshine Week in 2005. It's supposed to be a celebration of access to public information, and it's been held every year since 2005. It's held during this week in March to coincide with the March 16th birthday of James Madison, who was a key advocate of the Bill of Rights. So it's described as a celebration. Is there anything worth celebrating, Jasmine?
Well, I mean, Sunshine Week is important, and it's an important time to teach about this topic to journalists. And I teach news writing to our students. And we discuss briefly Sunshine Week and FOIA, Freedom Information Act, and different things. And I think Sunshine Week is relevant, especially to those who are learning about journalism and the process that it goes into, well, that reporters have to go into to get information, especially from government agencies, because it's not easy. And the reason we have FOIA to begin with, the Freedom Information Act, is because there are a lot of agencies who will attempt to withhold information. And, I mean, not everyone is as transparent as they should be.
Well, that's sort of my question. I mean, should we be celebrating or do we have cause for concern?
I always think there's cause for concern. Maybe that's a little bit negative of a idea, but there's always a reason to be reminded that we need to always be striving to get information from people. So I guess Sunshine Week is relevant in that case.
I think it's relevant, but it's also relative because Jorge Ramos was on NPR recently, and he's the reporter from Univision, the one who was famously thrown out of the Donald Trump press conference. And one of the things that he said when he was talking on NPR was how much more open the system is in America than the Latin American countries that he's covered over the decades, how much more responsive to questions the leaders are. So I think that while we look at how there are some real threats to our democracy because of clamping down on public information laws access to documents and to government data, relatively, we are still better off than just about anybody in the world, certainly better off than just about everybody else in our hemisphere. But I think that we have to – it's one of those things where we have to celebrate how great we have it and also fight for how much more we need to get.
Right, because at any time, our freedoms could be minimized in some way, even if a law gets passed that seems to diminish what we do as journalists.
Yeah, well, we talked a few months ago about attempts to herd the Missouri Statehouse reporters into some separate area and make it more difficult for them to report on what was going on the floor. Certainly, Jasmine, your reporter's experience last fall, as did myself and other reporters in town, fighting with Western to get some information about an altercation between a student and a teacher. Mm-hmm. And even the information we got was heavily redacted. So there's always this ongoing struggle to get the information that we feel, as reporters, is important for the public to know.
Right, and that even went through a FOIA, where I know you challenged the information that was released. And that's what we have to do as journalists, is know our rights. And that's really important. And, again, Sunshine Week is a good time to remind people of those things.
And I think it's also important to remember that, journalists are obviously the ones that use this the most often and are the most familiar with it. But it's not a law for journalists. It's a law for the public. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a journalist to file a FOIA request. You don't need to be a journalist to make sure that an Open Meetings Act rule is followed. All you have to do is be a member of the public that understands the laws that are out there to protect you and make sure that information is available to you. Unfortunately, it seems like it takes a crisis to bring attention to these. If you have an incident like, the water situation in Flint, and people are saying, well, who knew what when? Well, if not for FOIA and the Freedom of Information Act and things that got people information, we wouldn't know. We'd know much less about it than we already do. And we're talking about people's lives and children who are poisoned. So I think that what the real goal should be here is to make sure that it doesn't take another crisis for people to realize the importance of having access to information.
And your point that it's not just for reporters, it's for the general public. I believe most statistics, most studies show that the majority of FOIAs are filed by citizens rather than by reporters.
Yeah, and even to go off of that, I think that the majority are filed by incarcerated individuals who are seeking information about their case, maybe to overturn a case. So yeah, that's not reporters at all. Those are just people who are trying to overturn something or learn something about the case that they are convicted in.
I think we just need to make sure that you know, the government is us. You know, we're governed because by the consent of the governed, mm-hmm. to quote a famous document. And I think that means that the information that the government has and the information that it shares amongst its own members needs to be available to everybody. And it doesn't matter what political stripe you have, that you need to realize how important that is to make sure that the democracy works and that the people have access to information.
And access to the newsmakers. We've certainly seen during this presidential campaign season how reporters have been roped off from some of the candidates, something we discussed just a week or two ago on this program. And while that might not be strictly FOIA-related, it certainly ties into the whole idea of transparency and sunshine that we're discussing today. Hey, and with that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.